Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one. From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
That is music. That the quality, the harmony, the melody. That's if I didn't care. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the TV show Sanford and Son, and Fred Sanford always sang that song. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Silicon Valley Business Connection. I'm Carl Welch. And today we have a gentleman by the name of Mike Matthews. It's not the same Mike Matthews. It's not Eminem. He's not going to get up here and start singing the song 8 Mile, you know. But
isn't that Mike? What's his name? Marshall Mathers.
Okay. Well, Eminem. Not that guy.
I'm not a different Eminem.
He's a better looking guy.
Mike Matthews.
It's all of us guys over 50 that has no hair. Are you over 50, Mike?
Almost.
Okay, he's 49.
In a couple years.
48. Okay, well, he's like 40-something.
Got a birthday coming up.
40.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
we have a gentleman here today who's gonna educate me even more so on podcasts. Podcasts are a tremendous way to get messages out. You got thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasts all over the world. And for those of you who may not know what a podcast is, I mean, a podcast is a series of episodes, digital or video, but they choose to call video podcast something else. But you can download a podcast and listen to it anytime you want to listen to it. It's available for subscription. Mike has a podcast. It's called Mike's Daily Podcast.
That's right.
Okay. And so we're going to talk a little bit about podcasts, the origin of it, the creativity of it, and the value of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to my man, Eminem, Mr. Mike Matthews.
I'm also the producer of your show, so I want to give myself a little applause.
I wasn't going to tell anybody that because, you know, if the show doesn't go good today, it's your fault.
And, okay, so you introduced me, and now I play this. There we go.
Mike Matthews, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, it's an honor to be here. I've been producing your show from the beginning.
And doing it very well, I might say.
Thank you. And we, of all the shows here on KDOW, we put them into podcast form.
Right.
And your show's in podcast form on our website, right. KDOW.biz,
right.
And on the app. But then also at your website.
Right. Now, you go to KDOW.biz, and if you look, there's a heading up top. It says podcast. Click on it. Scroll down. If you passed Rob Black.
I also produce his show.
You produce Rob Black?
Every morning.
Actually, everyone I know that are business-minded, they listen to that show. So yes. Once you get to Rob Black, we are below the black guy. We're below Rob Black.
Black Chamber.
Black, yeah.
Rob Black.
And it's alphabetical. See that? That makes it.
Oh,
that's
what it is.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Okay. So you can go to KDOW.biz or you can go to blackchamber.com, find the links, radio show or podcast, scroll down, and then you can get our podcast. But where can they find your podcast, Mike?
It's at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Okay.
But anywhere you listen to podcasts, so there's a bunch of places.
Uh-huh.
People created apps that you can use. iTunes, if you have a, you yourself, well, I don't know if I should say, there's a nondescript type of phone that Carl has. But let's say, for example, he had an Apple phone.
If I had an Apple phone.
That was a beautiful song by the Ink Spots.
Yeah, right? I love it, man.
And what iTunes has is a little purple on your, what do you call it? The desktop of your smartphone.
Uh-huh.
When you look at all the little icons
My
there.
My phone ain't so smart.
No, it's smart. It's really.
Or maybe it's the user that ain't so smart.
As long as, you know, it's so funny that the flip phones.
Right.
That were all cool about, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we thought those were neat because they looked like Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty.
I love those things, man.
But now they're gone, and we have smartphones that don't have those.
Well, can I tell you who has a flip phone?
Who?
The mayor of EPA. He still carries a flip phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mayor Larry Moody, if you're out there, if you're listening, I just called you out.
And he was on your show back in June.
He's a fantastic gentleman, and he should have a podcast. So tell us a little bit about Mike's daily podcast.
Well, I decided, because I've been in radio for over 30 years now.
And he's got a face for radio, too, guys.
That's right. Yeah. I'm bald, and I don't have the flowing hair that you seem to need to have on TV. Everybody on TV's got the perfect hair.
I know, but you can just kind of swish it around. And
it was funny back, like, in the 60s on television, you had all these guys that wearing the toupees. Mm-hmm. And
oh, God.
Yeah, everybody had toupees on.
Well, yeah, but see, toupees is one thing, but in my community, we had Jerry curls.
Oh.
And that was even worse. I think a few people came and ruined my mom's couch.
What was in that stuff?
Stuff. it's like the sausage of hair care products, you know? It's just a whole bunch of stuff.
Chris Rock did a documentary about what African-American women put in their hair. And because he was concerned because his daughter, you know, he sees her growing up and she's going to have to put that in her hair. And he's like, I don't want that in her hair. And it was a very interesting documentary.
Yeah. All right. So
I had curly hair at one time.
I could see you with a Jerry curl.
I never tried that stuff. I blew it.
I am going to put a picture of Mike with a Jerry curl on my Facebook page.
We're learning more about hair than podcast.
All right. So podcast.
But that's kind of what my podcast is very sort of off the cuff, but it's daily.
Right.
So I try and make sure it's something to do with what's happening right now in our culture, in the news.
Political?
Yeah.
Current events. Sports?
I don't know too much about sports.
Really?
I'm not the... See, what's, if I did, I'd be much more people.
What
would be,
what sport do you know anything about? And please don't say, like, table tennis or...
Oh, gosh.
Badminton.
What sport do I know anything?
Anything?
I followed the San Jose Earthquakes for a while.
Oh, God, that ain't a sport. That's kickball. I played that in high
Barracuda,
school.
Oh, Barracuda, our team that we play here, that we feature their games here on KDOW.
What's a Barracuda?
The San Jose Barracuda.
Is that a fishing team?
No, you know the Sharks, the hockey team.
Right.
This is their, like, minor league
like
team.
Their A-League?
Yeah.
Oh, something like that. Oh, okay. Barracuda.
Nick Nolenberger calls all the plays, and I've actually produced that. And that's a very fun, it's so much going on with radio because you're getting all the theater of the mind stuff. So you're imagining what's happening with the, now I don't think that's in podcast form because you don't really get the same thing with a actual sports game. Uh-huh. Talking about sports.
Okay. So what do you talk about? What was the last podcast? You do it daily. So what was the last podcast you did? Was it Friday?
Actually, I did one this morning.
Okay, what did you do it
actually
about?
Monday through Sunday, except for I don't do Saturday.
You're the hardest working man in show business.
It is daily.
All right.
It is daily.
Well, I thought it was daily, like, during the week, though. And on the seventh day, he rested? No?
I used to rest on Sunday, but then I got bored, so I thought I'll do
Sunday,
too.
So what did you talk about this morning?
This morning, we talked about the... they're, you know, all over the Bay Area now. So it is pretty localized, mm-hmm. my show, for I am in the Bay Area. I live in Castro Valley, which is in the East Bay, just south of Oakland, north of Hayward. And I renamed it Pod Castro Valley. Ha ha. And it made you laugh, though, Carl.
That's fine. But I had another vision came through my head when you said Pod Castro Valley.
Was it something bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just reminds me of if I say her name then and his name then you'll know what I'm talking about, so I'm not gonna say that.
Oh wow.
So what did you talk about?
Maybe I should rethink the name of that.
Maybe.
Okay. So I was talking about Castro Valley. You know, all over the Bay Area, as all over America, people do their little haunted houses in their front yards. They do the funny Halloween displays.
Right.
And, I actually went to.
I'm giving you the 2 minute signal.
You're giving me the. Wow, that's so weird.
I'm now the new engineer.
One of my jobs is to give the time signals to Carl to wrap it up, and he just gave me 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
I better wrap this up. Yeah, so I went to in Pleasanton. There's a big haunted theme park mm-hmm. that I went to, and I was giving a review okay. about it and about how. These type of scary parks, you have people hiding in the shadows and they jump out at you, but they can't touch you uh-huh. because that's not legal. They're not allowed to do that. They can get in trouble, but they do just enough to scare you. Like they got a buzzsaw with, of course, no blade in it. They make the noise really loud and that freaks you out. So, and then I was covering some of the news like Tillerson and Trump and your political stuff. And then Fitbit.
Oh, yeah. You got
you
one?
Have a I have a Fitbit.
How many do you have?
I have one.
You don't have it in your pocket, do you?
I do.
That's like $6,000, man.
No, mine's old school, and it was the cheapest one, and I actually got it replaced. Oh, there's Marco walking in. Yay.
Marco has a Fitbit, too?
I don't think Marco has a... He might have a Fit. But, you know, Fitbit has decided to go up against Apple with their wristwatches, with their Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
And so now Fitbit... is trying to compete against that. So talk about like tech stuff and
so how did it go?
And I thought it was a success.
Really? But you didn't talk resounding. About the Haunted Mansion in San Jose with the Hayes Mansion.
Oh,
you
no.
should go try that one.
You should go and check
I don't
it
like
out.
I don't like scary things.
Oh, okay.
I've been married. That's scary enough for me. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
See, these are things we could talk about on the podcast. But basically, yeah. podcasts are getting really popular with the business community because you can promote your whatever your product is. Mm-hmm. And people have gotten some very popular podcasts okay. on.
Hey, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back and talk really about podcasts next time when we come back. So we shall return.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
I think Stevie Wonder needs to have a podcast. He can go daily about every song he's ever... This is one of the greatest songs ever written off of one of the greatest albums ever written by one of the greatest musicians ever written, Stevie Wonder and Master Blaster. I love this song. I love this song. I love this song. Now, we'll talk to Eminem today. Not that Eminem.
Not that one.
We're talking about the little green guy that's tasty in your mouth, melts in your mouth. No, we're talking our engineer and our and one of his name is Mike Matthews. Mike has a daily podcast, and he's teaching me. He's been teaching me over the weeks about podcasts, the value and the benefit of having a podcast. One of the things people do not know, which is really interesting, is the name podcast. It's a It was invented by, well, you know, the whole podcast concept was sort of invented by a BBC journalist named Ben Hammersley. Not too long ago, 13, 14 years ago, right? 2004.
And that makes sense. BBC having, they are still really into kind of the old type of radio we yeah. had back in the day.
Yeah.
I love their
live shows that they still do and all yeah. those kind of things. Yeah. So podcasts actually came from the word iPod, which is an invention from Apple,
mm-hmm.
and broadcast, right? So they just kind of smooshed the word together and created the word podcast, which yeah. again you can download anywhere. You can make your own podcast. You can make your own video podcast, which is on YouTube, which are now people who do video podcasts are now just called YouTubers, right?
They're huge celebrities
yeah.
on YouTube.
Yeah, my son, we was at Target one day, and we were walking down the aisles in Target, and my son just stopped and dropped his mouth and just stared at this guy and was standing, and I said, Miles, what's wrong? Miles, what's wrong? You okay? He said, I know that guy. So I asked the guy to come over. I said, how did my son know you? He said, oh, he probably knows me from YouTube.
Yes.
I said, I don't like that. How does he know you from YouTube? I never heard of that. He said, oh, I have a show. His name is FoosyTube. And he's huge. This guy's like huge. And my son took a picture with him. My son was all grins. So you can be a celebrity by doing a podcast, a video podcast, mm-hmm. an audio podcast. Snoop Dogg has a podcast. Right.
Have you watched that.
I've heard his audio. I've downloaded it, but I've never really paid much attention to it. But he has a podcast, and it's really good, and it's very informational. He talks about Long Beach, which is where we're from. Talks about his football team. He coaches football, and does a lot of philanthropy work, and he talks a lot about that as well.
Wow. So that's now I started podcasting like 9 years ago.
Really? Wow.
There wasn't a whole bunch of people doing it back then, but it was something that I thought, I can be creative on this. Now, my whole thing, a lot of podcasters will use explicit language, and they put the little explicit for explicit on the...
But you don't do anything like that, right?
So being that I've been in radio for 30 years and was on the air for quite a while and always had to watch what I said.
Right.
FCC regulations and all that. I just said, I've already got that ingrained in my head. It's very difficult for me to cuss with a microphone in front of my mouth. So I just said, now I click on the clean setting.
Right.
Because there's clean setting. Now, I don't know how many people actually know that about podcasts.
I never
knew
that.
You can have explicit or clean if you want to listen to something with your kids in the car, which I just saw something about how now they're creating a lot of podcasts for kids to listen to.
Right, right. And I'm trying to get my son to listen to one. He actually enjoys technology. He's a STEM child, and he enjoys technology. He enjoys writing code, and he wants to be an animator. He loves Japanese anime.
Yes.
So he wants to learn how to do all those things. So I got him listening to some of these things like how to learn how to write code and how to learn how to do 360 video. So he listens to that a lot. So the value and the benefit of having a podcast or listening to podcasts could be good. It's great for education. It's great for us because, you know, our mission at the Silicon Valley Black Chamber is to create, identify, and expand economic development opportunities for like small businesses, especially obviously small minority owned or African American owned businesses. Mm-hmm. If they had podcasts where they can get up there and they can talk about if they got new product coming in or the value of the product, if depending on what type of business they have, they can build a customer base online by people all over the world. They can listen to they can promote it online. They can listen to the podcast. They can know that these people are just like you are professional. They have quality products and they can help build their business that way, right?
Right. Yes. And it put it on their website for their company or whatever. You know, there's like a little section of the website that says, listen here to our weekly show.
Right.
Now, if you have a company, I don't think you need to do a daily podcast.
No.
But Mike Matthews decided to do one because he's a nut.
Yeah,
you
Mike,
know?
Mike's lonely also. So I'll put a picture up there in case any women want to call him and say, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm so lonely. There's a song that Sting wrote that I could sing for you, but I won't.
But you won't.
Stevie Wonder.
Although, to let you know, I didn't turn my timer on, so it's on you now.
Okay. By the way, Stevie Wonder plays harmonica on a Sting song called Brand New Day, if you didn't.
Well, I got the video, actually, of him playing that at Sting's birthday.
Oh, no
I'm going to put it up on my video podcast.
Excellent.
Yes.
Do you have a website?
No. I don't even have a video podcast yet, but I'm gonna do it.
See, I don't think, as you said earlier in the show, I have a face for radio.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would translate well to, although my podcast is on YouTube, but I have like a picture as what you see through the whole video, but you're hearing the audio.
Picture of you. Now, if you wore like camouflage, you know, and had one of those berets, you can actually fool people by thinking, because you look like one of those, you know, armed services, green beret type guys that jump out of planes and save human beings all over the world. So if you got, and then you say, hi, this is Mike Matthews.
I should have that kind of voice.
Right.
Sit down and listen to my show.
You could have that kind of a show. I could see you doing that.
Give me 50 push-ups.
So now, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of different types of podcasts, right? And people all over the world does these podcasts. There's a list I think it's called the Stitcher list where they rank like some of the most popular.
Now Stitcher, by the way, is in San Francisco, not too far from us here where
you
we
beat
are.
Me to that.
Oh, what I was going to tell you though is years ago, I contacted them and said, hey, can I see your facilities? And they used to be down in the financial district. but they've moved since then. But it wasn't a very big place. Mm-hmm. And they had a tiny little studio that anyone who wanted to do a podcast could go in that studio and just start recording.
Now, how many years ago was that?
About five.
So I'm sure they've grown, but can they still do that? And if someone wanted to do a podcast, they can actually call them up and say, hey, can I do this?
Last time I called them up, actually, after they moved, I called them and said, have you built a new studio yet? And they said, well, not yet. So I don't know if they've built one, but that what used to be their policy. And they got bought by someone, I forget who. TuneIn is also a big competitor
right,
to them.
Right.
But they're trying to also bring you a lot of radio from, I think we're on there as well, KDOW.
KDOW.
So, but they had a very interesting award show Stitcher used to have. I think they did it only 1 year. They did it at the chapel down in the Mission in San Francisco.
Going to the chapel.
And they had a guy by the name of Glenn Washington, who has a show called Snap Judgment.
Okay.
And he got started, I think, in Oakland. And now he's huge, huge. This show, Snap Judgment, is all over basically the public radio stations.
Nice.
But
Snap Judgment.
Yeah. And other podcasters, Chris Hardwick, who's gotten big from the Nerdist podcast, has gone on to, I think he had a show on Comedy Central and other
places. So it's a, and it can also be a stair step or a stairway towards
A stairway to heaven.
A stairway,
a
hopefully not a stepping stone. Yeah,
a stepping stone.
Yeah, to other things. If you feel like you're comedic, like my daughter thinks she's Lucille Ball. My 13-year-old daughter loves comedy. She's always cracking jokes. Now she does this thing. She has this thing called her name is Helga, and she's a goat farmer. My thank to your daughter. She said, my name is Helga, and I have a goat farm. And she does all these personalities.
Where did she get that from?
She gets her talent from me, of course, her good looks. But everything else, but she just comes up. She was a British rock star a couple of weeks ago. She was a Kenyan a farmer. About a month ago. And so I told her, hey, we got to talk to Mike because I want you to look at doing like a podcast. At first, I was thinking about putting up a camera in the car as we drive to school because this is where she comes up with it.
Yeah.
She'll pass by somebody and she'll see something. She'll say like a truck and it might say something on it like rock star. And then she'll start talking into her little rock star. Maybe that means she's got like different personalities. You might need to sit down and talk about that. She'd be great at that.
Now, podcasts have all kinds of categories. I don't know if you saw that online there. There's just like society, culture, health, arts, business, sports. I do the show like I'm in a restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And so it kind of has this sound like we're, among.
Like a little clink, 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 clinking silverware and stuff? Or
yeah. And I'm clicking on all the wrong buttons. It sounds like kind of like this.
Hi.
Yeah. So we kind of do it like that.
That's nice.
That's the atmosphere in the background.
We're going to have to talk about this later because I love the idea. You can teach me how to do my own podcast. I'm going to talk about sports. I can rival someone like Rachel Maddow, who is my favorite, all-time favorite.
From Castro Valley,
yes. She is incredible. She's incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike Matthews.
Thank you so much for letting me be on the show, Carl.
It is our pleasure, and you've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.